Thank you, Supervisors.
Thank you.
Item number three, a resolution by Supervisor Johnson approving the revenue bond financing by the Public Finance Authority of projects located in Milwaukee County for the benefit of Hope Christian Schools.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This resolution is before us because it is through the request of the Public Finance Authority, which was created by the National Association of Counties. Wisconsin Counties Association and the League of Municipalities. And it's a vehicle by which bonding is done so that projects can be financed. Since 2009, I believe, since 2010, when the Public Finance Authority was actually created, the PFA has issued $1.3 billion in taxable and tax-exempt bonding to 43 issuances in 31 states. So the bonding the projects are not only here in Wisconsin, although the Wisconsin Counties Association is very instrumental in getting this entity incorporated, but it also, another 30 states are also subject to projects for which bonding has been done. Now, this item is before us because in the governmental jurisdictions where the projects are, in this case it would be the City of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, that a request is made by the Public Finance Authority to have those entities approve of such bonding. In this case, it would be $18 million worth of bonding for the Hope Christian Schools. Projects that are in my district, Supervisor Bowen's and Supervisor Mayo's districts. Today we have Attorney Andy Phillips, who is here to answer any questions that you may have. And again, it's before us because this body would have to approve in order for the bonding to actually occur. Now, the City of Milwaukee's Common Council on October 15th had that matter before it, and the vote was 15-0. So I just wanted to give that information to the members of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this is the second conduit financing that the PFA's brought before us, and I don't think there were any issues on the last one. I think, you know, the most important thing for everyone to understand is that we're not on the hook. These aren't our bonds. We're not on the hook. It's a conduit, so it's passed through. The borrower is on the hook for the borrowing. In this case, it's an $18 million bond financing, and I just wanted to ask you whether I know others are also authorized to issue the bonds. Do you take 75 basis points, or what is the fee on an $18 million borrowing?
I think that's a great question, Supervisor Lipscomb. I don't take anything personally.
I know you don't, but what is the PFA?
The Public Finance Authority, and I'd have to double-check on this because it just revised its policies on Wisconsin issuances to make sure there was a not-to-exceed number. The typical transaction, and again, everything is negotiated, but it's typically 40 basis points. But this is a smaller transaction in the scheme of things. It's a lot of money, $18 million, but in the scheme of things, it's a smaller transaction, so I think it's less than 40 at that point. But I'd be happy to supplement and provide you with the actual number. I don't have them in front of me.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And for others' background, the reason I ask that is it's a little bit of a tweak to our administration that we have failed to utilize our own conduit bonding authority. We passed up tens of millions of dollars in conduit bonding authority over the last couple of years. We still have that authority. The City of Milwaukee charges 75 basis points on this transaction. They would make $135,000. That same opportunity is available to us as an economic development endeavor of this county. I'm thankful that the PFA is available since we clearly haven't stepped up to the plate to use our own authority. It was a state law change that we sought and received to have that authority, and we've just let it go. And it's a shame. And I call on the administration once again to look at all the tools available to you for economic development. But I do support this project, so there was already a motion. I'll support it. Thank you.
Any other questions or discussion on this?
If I didn't move approval, I'm moving approval.
If not, could we take a roll?
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, sorry.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This sounds intriguing. Can the sponsor or another party shed some light on the 40 points that apparently are in this bonding? And how does that relate to earning money back for the county?
If I may, the 40 basis points is charged as the issuance fee. And so the issuance fee is paid by the borrower as a cost of doing the financing, much like if you refinance your home, you pay closing costs and finance costs. So that 40 basis points goes to the issuer. None of that money comes back to the county directly. But as the sponsoring agencies, the Wisconsin Counties Association, League of Wisconsin Municipalities, those entities, they do receive some return on the PFA's activities, so to speak, because they're providing services to the PFA. So indirectly, it benefits Milwaukee County as a member of the Counties Association, in that Wisconsin Counties Association doesn't have to increase dues to Milwaukee County to be a member of the association, because the activities associated with PFA generate revenue. So no money comes directly back to the county. There's, again, no obligation to the county as a result of these bonds either. But indirectly, Milwaukee County, as all other 71 counties within around the state, benefit from a transaction like this.
Mr. Chairman, again, there is no obligation to Milwaukee County?
Correct.
Okay. Very interesting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you. What's your role? Are you the broker?
I'm sorry. I thought that Supervisor Johnson explained that clearly.
No, sir.
I am general counsel to the Public Finance Authority. In my background, I've seen probably all of you in various capacities, and so you're probably wondering which hat I'm wearing today. I'm general counsel of the Counties Association, general counsel of the Public Finance Authority, and I'm an attorney in private practice who happens to represent a lot of counties around the state, and I've represented Milwaukee County as well. So I should probably have a sign that I can switch out depending upon what I'm appearing before you as every meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Anything further? If not, would you take the roll on the motion?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmitz?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve item number 3 is approved.